Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. All-knowing and all-sufficient Lord, Thou art God in the glorious heavens above, but Thou also art a God of all the earth, and it has pleased Thee in this morning of the Sabbath day to gather us, so that fathers and mothers with children, grandchildren, but also those who walk life's pathway alone, those who have become old and sometimes feeble, we receive opportunity to come to God's house, to be present around about the holy word and testimony, and then awaiting what the word shall be, what the Spirit saith unto the churches. For even as it was in the olden times, thus saith the Lord, it may not be any different in our days, thus saith the Lord. Wilt thou then be pleased, O gracious God, to come to us in this day, and that thy word may yet be accompanied with thy Holy Spirit, that thou wouldest make room in our hearts, and that the word may penetrate and be a blessing unto us. For there are those in this life, Lord, in whose heart thou hast begun, and then the riddles come, and the perplexities multiply, and then sin and shame is uncovered, and then guilt must be owned, and there comes a seeking of thee and a crying in all their trouble and their misery, if there would yet be a way for such a perplexed sinner to be reconciled unto thee, to escape that well-deserved wrath, and yet be given communion with thee. Our Lord, it is a people that come to thy house at times. Who can tell? Who can tell? It can sink so low in their heart that they fear it shall be the last time that they shall be in God's house or hear that word. But Lord, thou dost rule, and thou alone. And if it pleases thee and the moment of thy good pleasure has come, then a sinner is brought unto that word. That word is brought unto that sinner. And then the Holy Spirit shall work a wonder. Oh, that wonder of regenerating grace must happen. And how many of our children and young people, how many of those in the prime of their life, how many of those that are declining to the grave are yet without that sovereign wonder? And Lord, we can speak about it, we can agree unto it. But unless it has entered into our heart, the truth of it, of what we miss, the guilt of it, that we miss it, oh, then it shall be yet that we harden ourselves. Then it is not a savor of life unto life, but to us it shall be a savor of death unto death. It is so needful, Lord, that thou should work. But thou hast worked in the past, and thou art that same God Almighty, ever faithful and ever true, ready to forgive, abundant in mercy. O Lord, if thou wouldest be pleased this morning to come and shoot yet an arrow here and there, that the blind eyes would be opened and the ears unstopped, that a stony heart would be taken away and a heart of flesh given, and that also our young and rising generation would receive a new spirit from on high. Our Lord, then our ear is nailed to the doorpost. Then we cannot leave that place anymore. We cannot leave that truth anymore. That is then the place where we will seek thee and seek to serve thee with all the shortcomings and with all that is amiss in our life. Oh, wilt thou do that wonder yet in this morning? And if there are now those that walk around with those questions, how it must ever go, wilt thou then give an answer upon those questions in this morning hour? There is a people that stand there at the border with Moab and Canaan. And then there is one that goes back, and it is an Orpah with all her tears and all her kisses, with all the impressions and with all the good intentions. But there was also by sovereign grace a Ruth, and she clave unto Naomi. She said, entreat me not to leave thee, for thy God be my God and thy people my people. Outside in her own experience, and yet drawn by love unto thee. And blessed is now that people that is truly chosen by thee and drawn unto thee. For then thou wilt work further also in their hearts. Lord, be mindful then of all those that are not strangers of grace, not strangers of him who is the Savior of all those that are his, who has wrought redemption for Israel. O Lord, wilt thou then also grant this morning hour a message for them in their hearts? Wilt thou revive and strengthen? Wilt thou lead and wilt thou guide? Do so also with those that are listening along. O Lord, thou knowest that there are even little children listening. Convert them, but also the fathers, the mothers, the older ones and the feeble ones, and those that are far away. Where two or three are gathered together, thou art in the midst. Oh, prove it again today, Lord. For thou hast been so good and gracious also in times past. We ask it, Lord. No claim and no merit and no right, but oh, preserve that liberty. Be there with thy presence. Show us, Lord, thy glory. May it then be that thy Zion will be led yet a step further, that they may hear what they have never heard before, and that thou wouldest yet receive the honor in it all. Lord, we ask thee, be with the congregation. Lord, there was a father and who has fallen, and Lord, how it shall go, thou knowest, but that he may be holpen according to the body, but that the affliction may be sanctified. Remember also a mother and grandmother in that weak declining condition, and also those that are in homes of care. Lord, old and declining likewise, oh, thou knowest every case. Visit yet their souls, whether it is for the first time or by renewal. Be with widows and widowers. Be with those who have burdens to carry, those who are handicapped or otherwise in distress and difficult circumstances. But wilt thou then yet graciously visit the soul? Lord, look upon us in compassion. Be with thy Zion over the length and breadth of this earth. Work among Jew and Gentile, be with those who labor upon those mission fields. Lord, they also need grace, and they need the leading of thy Spirit. Oh, work then that old-fashioned conversion also in those places and hearts. Be with the lonely ones. Be with the Zion that is oppressed and persecuted. Those who have distress and calamities, warfare and other troubles to contend with. Oh, look upon thy Zion, Lord. Thou knowest where they are, and enlarge the stakes of thy tent. Call them even, Lord, from afar. Look upon us then in this morning hour. Oh, there are needs and wants that are multiplied. Visit then thy Zion, Lord, in all cases and in all circumstances. Be with us in this morning and graciously remove hindrances. Grant that thy word may have a free course, that thou wouldest yet bless it, and that with that fresh oil, the oil of myrrh will also begin to flow. It shall be swelling, smelling sweetly by the handles of the door. Lord, look upon those that are expecting. May that be well. And Lord, wilt thou then also help and deliver at the moment that it is needed. There are so many blessings in the congregation with many children over the years. But now those new births, oh Lord, oh, we lay all these little ones, all the congregation before thy countenance. And may there be a Zion in this morning hour that sighs and cries, but also is glad with what they may hear from the sanctuary. For Lord, that is where the message comes from. That is from the mercy seat where thou dost dwell, from between the cherubims, the ark of the covenant. Oh, then, Lord, thou alone can provide it and graciously bless it. Lord, whatever stands in the way, remove it out of the way. Bring together what belongs together. Convert us all unto thee. Oh, Lord, give yet a little trust, a little acknowledgement that thou hast been good in all the weeks past and thou remainest ever the same. May we experience it once more in this hour. Lord, we ask it not because of us, but there is one whose name is Prince Emmanuel. He is the Lord our righteousness. He is that rock whose work is perfect. He is that great and chief priest, the only high prophet and the only high priest. He is the eternal King of kings, oh Lord, from whom else can we expect it? But he is the one that is so gracious unto his children. And he remembers the poor, and he remembers the needy. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor shall the expectation of the poor perish forever. Oh, Lord, be then with us, and be with those poor and needy ones in this morning. For Jesus' sake alone, amen.